Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we've moved in our journey through the first letter to Timothy that Paul wrote to chapter 4. And Paul comes back again to this whole issue of false teaching, and he really spells it out. He says that people will follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. So Paul is really emphasizing that we need to be careful that what we believe is truly coming from the Word of God. He says that there are people, they're not just talkers, they're not just different with their personality or the way they handle things. He says there are things that are being taught and coming into the life of the church, or at least attempting to, that are demonic. It is as strong as that. He doesn't mince his words. He doesn't sort of apologize. He says the devil is a liar, and he longs for people to be distracted. Again, he picks up the theme regarding marriage, and he says there are some who even forbid marriage and really try to say it's not necessary. And there are people who get over preoccupied with what food you should and shouldn't eat. And he says there's old wives' tales, godless myths, so many things out there. He is urging Timothy. There's a trustworthy statement that deserves full acceptance, which is that we need to be good ministers of Christ Jesus. We need to preach purity in life. We need to talk about the life to come. And we need to work hard at godliness, inasmuch as everything will deviate, if you let it, to ungodliness and selfishness and uncleanness. But we have to rigorously keep ourselves in line with the truth. And one of the things he talks about, physical training, he often uses the picture of an athlete disciplining themselves, working hard in order to overcome. He says, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young. He says the responsibility of leadership is not just for the elderly. Some are called in younger years. But make sure that you are setting an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. He says, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Don't neglect your gift. Be diligent in these matters. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you'll save both yourself and your hearers. Paul is making a strong case that what you teach will have an influence in the church. So teach the truth. Keep reading Scripture. I like the fact that he says read Scripture. In other words, any sermon needs to come out of Scripture. Even if you feel it's the most anointed thought you've had, make sure that it's based in Scripture. We must pause there, and I'm going to look to my friend Patrick to join me after we listen to a song of worship.
Change the earth, made bounds.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at these verses from 1 Timothy chapter 4. He starts off in verse 1 here. The Spirit clearly says that in later times some will abandon the faith. I mean, later times then, even now, is we're even later, aren't we? So is our situation worse now than it was then, do you think?
Well, difficult to say whether it's worse, but it's certainly not any better. By no means are we now excused the challenge of people abandoning the basic faith of Christ. So many things conspire to cause people to move away from the sure hope of the gospel. So we've got to watch that.
In terms of people being able to be exposed to false teaching, because this is what he's talking about here, I mean, today, surely it's far more likely, because of course we have the internet, and there's a lot of stuff about Christianity on the internet. Not all of it is helpful.
Well, that's right. We do have to be very careful about the source of things that are coming to us. And because, as you say, because of internet and various other modern technology, it's very easy just to be gullible, and to, it's been said, and therefore maybe it's true. We need to look at the source. Where has this really come from?
Yeah. So how do we guard against being affected by things that are clearly wrong?
Well, I think that it's spending time in what is good. That is really the thing. I think if we come across to people as wholly negative, in other words, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do that, don't think like that, that can be counterproductive. I think it's more to positively encourage people, you know, be in church, be where the Word of God is preached, get yourself a Bible, read your Bible, spend time chewing over the Bible, have a small group of people around you that you can ask questions, positive things.
He talks about godliness. It's not a term that we hear a great deal these days. So what is godliness? How can you achieve it?
I think that what we would essentially define godliness as being godlike. And, of course, as Christians, we are so blessed that we have the Lord Jesus, and we look at him. So he, being a truly man as well as God, we really do get a sense of the way he spoke, the way he behaved, the way he handled situations, his self-control, his purity, despite very frustrating things going on, he always handled things well. Being like Christ is being godly.
Finally, there's quite an encouraging word to Timothy here in verse 12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. Timothy, obviously a young man then, and facing the possibility that older people won't really listen to what he says.
Yeah, that's right. And it is a challenge, I think, to lots of churches when we're looking for new leaders. Don't ignore the young. Paul does also say don't appoint a young convert, but that's different. Timothy isn't a young convert. He's been a Christian since he was a lad. But if someone is living for Christ and there's a call on their life, let's be bold and release them into the work of God.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.